ओम शांति। 19th May 2019 संडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम टुडेज अव्यक्त मुरली, पुट अ स्टैम्प ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन एवरी नाउ एंड देन टू द थॉट्स यू क्रिएट एंड यू विल बिकम विक्टोरियस। पुट अ स्टैम्प ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन एवरी नाउ एंड देन टू द थॉट्स यू क्रिएट and you become victorious. So, whatever thoughts we create, Baba is telling to put the stamp of determination to those thoughts. And the moment determination comes, one becomes victorious. Determination means firmness. Firmness of purpose. Determination means resoluteness. Determination means you are determined, highly motivated to do something. And whenever there is determination, it means definitely there are obstacles, but to persist in spite of all the obstacles is what is known as determined spirit. Determination means there are one obstacle after another, but still one is persisting, one is persevering, still there is firmness of will, still one is not yielding, one is not failing, one is not losing courage. One is all prepared, geared up to go ahead in the face of all the obstacles, in the face of all the adverse situations, in the face of all the tough, difficult conditions. Such a virtue is known as determination. So whenever we are determined to achieve something, we become victorious. So, what things are needed to bring determination in our thoughts? And determination is needed everywhere. One is not getting up at Amrit Vela. Probably there is weak determination. One is wasting time. So probably there is no determination about time management, about good time management. Determination to succeed. Determination to progress. Determination is needed everywhere throughout the day, throughout the life. So what things are needed to create determination in thoughts? Baba is saying, put the stamp of determination. Yesterday also Baba talked about button of determination. Today he is talking about stamp of determination. Yesterday was regarding prevention of waste. Today is regarding if you want to become victorious. Whether it is to conquer vices, determination is needed. Whether it is to achieve success or better relationships or anything, everywhere determination is needed. So there are few things which are needed for bringing determination. The first is learning from mistakes. Determination means there are hundreds of obstacles, and one is not giving in. One is not accepting defeat in spite of so many obstacles. Why? Because every obstacle is coming and teaching something. There's one dadi who has said a beautiful thing. She says, Baba, let the obstacle come to me. Because when obstacle come, It's only when I realize how you help me. So it's good that let obstacle come, then you I experience your help. So if I, the more I want to experience your help, though more obstacles are needed. Otherwise I don't experience your help. So let more and more obstacle come. So the first thing which is needed to create determination, dritta, in thoughts is know that all obstacles are coming because I want to learn from them, because they are teaching me a chapter, a new lesson, and I am no more the same person after going through one obstacle. I am every time a new person. Every time I am growing whenever I cross any obstacle in life. If this is me, A, after crossing the obstacle I become A1. I am different. I cannot be the same as I was before. After crossing every obstacle, I acquire new dimensions. My size, my shape, my everything changes. So, learn from the obstacles. That is the first thing. Second is, for determination, repetition. Any thought that should be repeated multiple times in the mind. For example, Amrit Vela. One wants to do a very good Amrit Vela. So that thought of powerful Amrit Vela should be repeated multiple times in the mind. Then only one can have that success. So repetition is very much needed for bringing determination. Revision of the thought, repeating the thought again and again, self-talking, this all thing is, things are very much needed in bringing determination. Without repetition, there is no determination. Keep on telling yourself that I have to do it, I have to do it, I have to do it, I have to do it. Multiple times. The third thing which is needed is visualization. For making the thought determined, what is needed is visualization. Visualize the thought. Visualize it. See it again and again in the mind's eye. And it becomes form. Any thought that would be. That could be any thought. But visualization of the thought. They talk about creating vision board. What is vision board? Like this is a board. Okay. So, there's a documentary, Secret. It's quite famous. There's a book also called Secret. And there's a documentary made on that book, Secret. One of the authors of that, one of the contributors in that film, he writes that I had created a vision board. I wanted to build a house. So for building a house, I went through internet and found out the pictures of beautiful houses. And the most beautiful picture I took out a print, cut it and stuck it on the board and keep it and kept that board in my house and kept on seeing that board for a long time. So vision board means you gather things and stick it to a board. Like this, there is a board. If you want a house, stick it. If you want some degree, stick that degree and keep on seeing it. If you want a very powerful Amrit Vela, you can create your own picture, cut it, stick it and see it. Anything. So vision board. So that author writes, I wanted a beautiful house. So I created a vision board and I kept on seeing that board for a long time. After some time, that board was lost. and many years he could not see that boat. And later on, he decided to purchase a house. And he kept on searching, and ultimately he searched and he purchased and he started living in that house. Suddenly one day, that vision board which was lost, he found out. And to his utter surprise, the house which was there on that vision board is the same, very much similar to the house which he purchased now. So the vision was created long back. Secret, not the author of the book Secret, but in that book, that person was there, who was one of the speakers in the movie. So, this is, yeah, John Ashraf, yeah, is the one. So he has written, he is one of the contributors in that movie, John Ashraf. So, visualization is very important. Whatever you think, visualize it. Keep on seeing it multiple times. It could be anything. For example, churning murli. That also is an art. One can take the help of visualization. Visualize the different words Baba is saying. And then daydreaming. Daydreaming is needed for any determination, any thought to become, turn a very strong thought. So keep on dreaming about that thought. And the best time of dreaming is just before going to sleep, when you are lying on the bed and just start dreaming. Keep on thinking, create some vision. Suppose one wants to become the manager of some company and he is just an employee. Just before sleeping, keep on thinking that I have already become the boss of the company. Creating a daydreaming. So this is also a very important thing, daydreaming. So when you daydream, you are directly working on the subconscious mind. All the thoughts which you are creating, they are going in the subconscious mind. So that's why this daydreaming is also one of the most effective tool, because whatever you daydream, that goes straight in the subconscious. And then whenever you are faced with multiple situations in life, obstacles in life, what is needed is to disconnect for some time so that you can reconnect. So disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect to energize. Take a break, so that you can come back with renewed spirit. When one is fighting a very great obstacle in life, continuous fighting, one gets mentally tired, fatigued, exhausted. So for in such moments, you need some break. So for creating any determined thought, these are some of the things which are needed. First, learning from the mistakes, learning from the obstacles, taking them as paper, what Baba says. Every obstacle is a test paper for you, learn from it. And then keep on repeating, repetition of that thought, revising of that thought. For example, one wants to become introverted and not speak throughout the day too much. So this is a thought which should be repeated multiple times. Then only it will become, it will materialize. Then visualize it multiple times. See it in your mind's eye. And then, daydreaming. This is a very important, very effective tool, daydreaming. And very easy tool. Sit and start daydreaming. You don't have to do, because sometimes logical mind doesn't work. You have to go for the logical mind doesn't work. You have to go to the right sided creative mind. Creative language mind understands more than the logical. For example, I want to pass the exam. This is okay. But sometimes this doesn't work. What is needed is daydreaming. I have already passed the exam and people are honoring me and I have come first and I see the result list is there, okay, my name is on the top. It's just daydreaming. Sometimes this works more. And then disconnect for some time. So determination is needed. Hard work is needed for achieving any success in life. Without hard work, without determination, nothing happens. For example, there was a boy who was very lazy and his father wanted him to work hard to earn some money, but he was too lazy. So once his father said that if you don't earn today, you will not get dinner at night. You have to go and work hard throughout the day. So he was so lazy. So he thought, let me go to my mother. So he went to his mother and he said to her, his mother, that I want some money or something. So his mother gave him a coin, a golden coin, a gold coin. So he took that coin and went to his father and he said, this is what I earned. So father knew that this is not the high earned money. So what he said, go and take the coin and drop it in the well. So he did it. Next day, his father sent his mother to some place. And again he told his son, now go and earn something today. Otherwise you will not get dinner. So the son went to his sister. And he said, sister, you are so loving, you are so nice. Give me some money. So the sister had some coin. So she gave some coin. And he went to his father and he said, this is what I earned. The father said, okay, you earned. Go and throw in the well. Because father knew that he has not earned. And next day, the father told his sister to go somewhere. Now he told his son again, now you go and earn today. If you don't earn, you will not get dinner. So now he had no option because mother had gone somewhere and sister was also not there. So whole day he had to work. So he went to one shopkeeper and said, I want to earn money. Please give me some job. And the shopkeeper said, there are big sacks of grains. You have to carry them and put them in some other place. So he kept on working the whole day. Very hard work he did. And then he earned some money. And he went to his father. And he said, this is what I earned. Father says, now go and throw it in the well. Now he cannot. He is furious. He said, I have earned it. I have worked so hard. How can I throw it? But he had worked the other 2 days also. That time he threw. Because he had not worked. So when you work hard, then only you remember, you realize the importance of the money, of the success, or whatever you get. So one has to work hard. So determination. Baba is saying, put the stamp. Stamp is something like this. Put the stamp of determination. Where? Every thought. So what will happen? Put a stamp of determination every now and then to the thoughts you create and you will become victorious. If you want to achieve victory, success, you should have determined thought. Lazy, wishy-washy and all those weak thoughts will not work. Today's Sunday's Avyakta Murli is entirely based on this one concept. Baba said, you create a thought, but the thought doesn't turn into success. What is the reason? The entire today's Sunday's Avyakta Murli is based on this. You create beautiful thoughts, you create powerful thoughts, but then, I will do this, I will do that, you write like that. But then, it is not materialized. It doesn't come to practice. It doesn't become practical. Why? What is the reason? Baba has said a very, very few powerful things in this murli. Thought is the seed. Seed needs water. Seed needs sunlight. Water of checking. Water of checking. And sunlight of attention. Soil is there, mind. So thought is the seed. Zeal and enthusiasm is the seed. You need water of checking. Keep on checking that thought again and again. That attention is needed for that thought. Then only it will materialize. But which is the most important thing? What is the method Baba told in today's murli? Which is the ultimate method by which any thought will turn into success? There is only one statement, very powerful statement in murli. Yes, you have to connect yourself to the supreme seed. All powers are in the seed. Connection. There is a weak connection. The soul has weak connection with the supreme soul. That's why the thoughts are so weak. You should see at Amrit Vela, Shiv Baba, as someone go to the Paramdham and see him the source of all powers. See him the source of all happiness. See him the source of bliss, joy. See him as if he is the ultimate. He is the pilgrimage of pilgrimages. He is the joy of joys. He is the bliss of bliss. He is the master of all the rivers. In Ramayana, it's shown when Sri Ram arrives with his group of monkeys at this seashore, because they want to cross the ocean now. It's a very big ocean, 400 leagues, that means about 2000 kilometers. So they want to cross that ocean to reach Lanka. So they arrive here, and it is shown that Sri Ram is paying obeisance, is saluting the ocean. And the writer of the Ramayana writes, Tulsidas, that one ocean is saluting another ocean. Sri Ram himself is an ocean. He is saluting another ocean. He is saluting his own upama. He is saluting his own example. This is how he is remembered in the world. So, God is the ocean. Ocean of everything. Ocean of voicelessness. Ocean of detachment. Ocean of determination. Ocean of perseverance. Ocean of egolessness. Ocean of courage. So, all powers. So, today's murli, Avyakta murli says, connect with the seed. That is the final method of making any thought become practical. Without this, it will not happen. Though the water of what water is needed? Checking. And sunlight of attention. So that the seed can become sapling, and sapling will become a plant, and plant will become a tree, and tree will become a banyan tree, a very big tree. So you need water of checking, and you need sunlight of attention, so that the seed will germinate. So determination is very much needed for everything. So whatever we want to achieve, make that thought a determined thought, a powerful thought, a resolute thought, an unflinching thought, immovable thought, a thought which will not be so weak that it will be broken. A very strong thought is needed for anything in life. So put the stamp of determination. So that to every now and then to the thoughts you create and you become victorious. Om Shanti.